ask our hands again and again the work of the Holy Ghost. You know, our minds, they are, or they may be, entirely under our own control. You can let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, considered it not robbery to be equal with God. We may permit to enter and remain in our minds only the thoughts as we choose. We have the power to drop out of our mind all discordant, inharmonious, or fearful thoughts, just as we have the power to drop from our hands a hot iron or some other undesirable substance that we do not care to retain. Now for a moment, let the Christ mind come forth. We don't meditate here often, but our meditation therapy can be extremely helpful. Go back into your consciousness and think of the most refreshing water you've ever seen flowing, a rippling brook, or a cool stream, or a falls coming over a cliff. And just imagine your mind being cleansed, cleansed from self, cleansed from your worries and your fears. Forget all things which are behind. Everything that's been done to you, there's no use to remember it. And for a moment, just remember everything that is true. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these. Think on the lovely children that you have, their health. Think on the companion that has been faithful. Think on the blessings of food that you were able to eat today, when not so many miles away, people are starving to death. And as you think on your abundance, it'll cause you to think more about doing something about those that don't have. Yes, my children, forget those things which are behind. Let the Holy Ghost wash out all the hurts. Wash away the images you hold of people. They cannot grow. Your loved ones cannot grow because you hold them in a certain image. Let the Spirit wash it away. And now let the mind of Christ resurrect within you the mind that is God, and feel that gushing energy, that life force, that illumination, that water-like remission that's moving through your mind, cleansing it, cleansing out the cobwebs. In the name of Jesus, just send that same power that's now in you, send it down to every troubled organ. Send it to the heart and say, heart, you're going to beat more soundly. Just visualize a good heart. See rich red blood, rich red tissues, a great pumping organ, and say, I'm blessing you, heart. I love you in the name of Jesus, and I bless my heart. I bless my stomach. I bless every aching knee, every joint, all those old bones and marrow. I bless them with the stream of God's love. I let it flow down in to every joint and every marrow of my bodily form. For I'm hid with Christ in God. I'm made in His image. Once you recognize that truth, that there is involved in each of us all the wonderful possibilities of the infinite, just as the possibilities of the oak and the forest are involved in the acorn, then we shall take pleasure in the fact, make it the business of our lives to evolve our characters into the likeness, into the image and likeness of God Almighty. Let His image and likeness come forth in you. He said, if you keep my sayings, you shall live. I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. Now in the abundance of God's presence, I affirm peace and power, poise and purity, prosperity and blessings, health,
Yes, plenty to every joint, to every cell, to every sinew, to every part of my bodily form, to every part of my psychological and physiological and mental form. Because I know God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I am able to ask or to think. Just take time for a moment to affirm in your silence. In your silence, speak the word. Speak the word to whatever troubled organ you have. Speak the word to the troubled worlds of finances. Say, I overcome because the Christ is in me. I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the living God dwells in me. And I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Out in the world through the therapies, they give themselves anesthesia through just suggestion of a surgeon. They don't have to have any anesthesia. No painkillers for surgery. Women are able to take a suggestion and cause their breasts to grow, according to Time Magazine and Newsweek, to grow the shape they want for their vain and worldly pleasure. How much more can you visualize a good heart? See it right now. See it pumping good rich blood. How more can you see your brain and say, I cleanse it from the cholesterol and the impediments, all the thickening cholesterol that's blocking the passage of the rich blood that's harmonizing throughout all my body. For I have the mind of Christ, and my body is the church of God. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Great God Almighty, your organs now should be functioning better. You will be feeling the response worthy that you've desired if you've entered into this with a real holiness of heart. If you've desired with earnestness that the Holy Spirit has filled you with the vibrations and illuminated your mind with harmony, wisdom, and love while in this little conference that we've had, then God has come forth. He's come forth in your temples, and you'll feel richer, and he'll take the pain away from your body. Just put your hand, because your hand's anointed with God's presence, just put your hand on your body and say, in the name of Jesus, I heal my body. In the name of Jesus, my God Almighty. That's what I'm here. Some have come for various reasons, but I have come here. Sit right down here amongst you on this barber chair. Some are trying to ignore this supernatural presence, but I have come to show you God is within you because God is within me. We are sick because we discern not the Lord's body. You're trying to ignore God's omniscience and omnipresence. Just recognize him. He lifted me up when I was shot down. The nurses and medical people put their fingers in my chest and said I couldn't live. But I said, this is the body of God. And I affirmed that I should live. And I stepped up at Sunday night last August and preached all night and counseled all night. Raise people up from their diseases. Heal one of our young men, Brother Joe Healy, of an epileptic seizure because I knew that my body was God's. Yes, it's God's. You cannot ignore it. When they hit me with the truck because of their racist hatred and they said my right leg would never move, you've seen me jump off this platform time and again. I can run. The youngsters, even the best football players, keeping up with me last night as I run around the blocks. There's not a thing wrong with any joint in my body because I refused to accept what man said, and I saw my body as a temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, it's all right. You can't ignore God's presence, and you will recognize it if you're in God. Yes, God Almighty. He said he'd never be without a temple. So you're his temple because I'm his temple. I know what it is to go through death. I know what it is. 17 years ago when Dr. Earl Thomas said I had to die with cancer, I said, this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I've got a black child I wanted to adopt. I've got children I want to rear. I had an Indian child I wanted to grow up. I said, all these babies, I didn't bring them in the world to leave them fatherless. And so I said, doctor, give me another test. He wouldn't let me out. He told my wife, who's a registered nurse, to expect me to die. I said, put those tubes down again, and you'll find the hydrochloric acid is there. Take those x-rays again. And he said, it's amazing. He said, the acid's flowing. All that thickening that was an inch thick around your stomach wall is gone. He said, the cancer's gone. Because I saw my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I want you to learn a little bit from me. If you want to see God, you can see God. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you're able to ask or think. Have you ever asked to see God? Well, I'm here to tell you, blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Oh, yes. You either believe God or you don't. He said he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you're able to ask or to think. Many times you said, I'd like to see Jesus. I've heard about him. I'd like to see him walk again. I've heard of the great miracles of the apostles of old. I'd like to be back there where the dead could rise. This past year, less than a year has gone by, and 15 have been raised from the dead right in our meetings. You've seen the dead raised. Sister Henry, who came here, we took her up to our home from Los Angeles, right back there. She was in our senior citizen home, but before that, she was in a home. She was dying. She left the total loss of pulse and respirations, but the Spirit showed me where she was. People at this home down here had lost the number, but the Spirit showed me where she was, and a phone was put to her ear, and she was raised up right on the floor, brought back to life. But 15, she wasn't one in the public meeting. I'm talking about 15. Here's two of them right on the front rows. Two that have been brought back from the dead. And you saw the same Spirit reach out and say, come back. Come back from the dead. Come back from the dead. And they come up from the dead. Just on Tuesday night, you saw it happen again. What you talking about? He said, he's able. He's able. He's able. Ah, yes. It's the Spirit of your Father that speaketh in you. It's the Spirit of your Father. It's the Spirit of God that speaketh to you today. These things I cannot do of myself, but I have heard the Spirit speak, and I expressly exonerate and reveal that which the Holy Ghost is doing. Blessings. If I had not come this morning, and some of you had not demonstrated the Spirit of God, those had not been called out and healed, like this brother, the cancerous bloody mass you saw him pass when they went in and saved his loved ones, saved even one across the seas, as I remember, across the seas. He, though a stranger to me, he said, the Word of God. The Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's a discerner of the thought and the intents of the heart. The Word of God's not written because King James, the King of England, who sent the good ship Jesus to bring back slaves, he's the last one that wrote the Word, for the letter then kills, but the Spirit maketh alive. But oh, the Word of God, the Word of God that said that I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. That Word of God reached out here this morning and reached out last night, growth after growth, reached out to a woman for 12 and a half years, crippled. She come down the aisles, couldn't hardly move, couldn't get out of her seat alone, but the Spirit got her that high. And then somebody interfered, but I said, keep coming, sister, because I command you to keep coming. And before she finished, you all saw her. She was running. She was running. 12 and a half years. 12 and a half years she hadn't been able to walk. 12 and a half years after a terrible automobile accident. 12 and a half years that her hip had been crushed and they couldn't even set it back. A woman in her advanced 70s. But she ran like a new woman. And 10 people come out of wheelchairs. Just like a snap of the finger, they came walking out of their wheelchair. What you talking about? This is that. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that. This is that, my child. This is that. I come to show you that God's no longer invisible, but he's real. I said he's real. He would have been dormant. He would have been dormant if I had not come to some of you this morning. That man would have had to lay in that chair that I saw him. Don't know, he is a stranger to me. He'd had to lay in that chair and die when that cancer caused him to hemorrhage. He'd had to die, but God would have been dormant to him. But I came on the wings of the morning in Los Angeles. In the name of Jesus, I came in the name of Jesus. I lifted up the name of Jesus. I glorified the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. And God's no longer invisible. God is no longer visible. But the Word is made flesh and dwells amongst us. Some of you know the Word is made flesh. I said, some of you know what I'm talking about. And the more you recognize of God, the more God will be reproduced in you. For I have come not as 30%, not as 60-fold, but I have come as 100-fold. I have come in the dispensation of the fullness of time. I have come as the essence of truth, and I have presented my body as my reasonable sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. And now it's 100-fold. It's 100-fold. 100%. God Almighty God. Hallelujah. Spirit of God. And not another. God's here. The great God, the great I Am, the Ancient of Days, the Everlasting Father, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. The same God that walked with Moses, the same God that Solomon said, they saw him, said, I saw the color of his hair. And Isaiah said, 7:20, after that day he will shave with a razor. The same God and not another. He's walking right here. He's moving right in our bodies because we're the temples of the Holy Ghost. I said, I come to show you that you're the temples of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, what authority do you do these things? I do it by the authority that God is living in me, that I have come in my Father's name. I have heard the words of Jesus. He said, be ye one, even as I and my Father are one. I'm living in the oneness of God. I'm standing here in the name of Jesus. I've lifted up the standard of Jesus, and I speak in the authority of Jesus, and I can heal you. I can raise you from the dead. He said, whatsoever I bind shall be bound. Whatsoever I loose shall be loosed. Paul said, one place he said, forgive them their sins. As you forgive them, I forgive them also. And he said, I forgive you in the person. Don't think that's in the book? You go read it. It's in the book. Look up person. I forgive you in the person, he said, of Jesus Christ. Because the person was living in him. You see, read, this is the marvelous mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory. I've told you that you can be the temple of God. I've told you that you are the bishop of your salvation, for God's on the throne of your heart. I come sleeping on the floor of this stage, just like I do every night. Don't own a car. Don't own any clothes. Same clothes you see under these used choir robes. I come adopting 8 children. I come without any new furniture, don't own a home, don't own a car. I come telling you, as the poorest among many men, that you can be rich. Oh, yes, you can be rich. No matter what you want to bargain for, when I come along, you get Jesus. Come along feeding the hungry, taking the most hardship cases right out of here that have been on drugs. Taking the older people that had no homes right out of Los Angeles and give them quiet resting places. I've identified with us. I decided there was nothing in Jim Jones worth living, so I let Christ live in me. Christ is living in this body 100%. Why be content for 30%, 60%? God is living in this tabernacle. Christ is in me as he is in you. And it's as much personifiable as you wish it to be. You can have 30% God, 60% God, or 100-fold if you want to be. You can be 100% yielded to God Almighty. You can be crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you will live, yet not you, but Christ that liveth in you. That makes you 100% God Almighty. That's the marvelous message of the Unitarian concept of the Godhead, that God is one and that he is the oneness, and that the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in us. That the same Jesus is in us. Paul wanted us to get that message in 2 Corinthians, the 10th verse in the 2nd chapter, where he said, what you forgive, I forgive. I forgive it also. Whatsoever you bind, I bind. I do it in the name? No. He said, I do it in the person of Christ.
I have reincarnated the very personality. I'm in the first person. I'm speaking in the I am consciousness. I'm speaking with the word in me. Now you can speak as a servant, or you can be as a friend, Jesus said. You can be a teacher and have a teacher's reward. You can see God manifest through your brother and sister in varying degrees of consciousness. But what you see is what you get. If you see me as just an ordinary friend, I'll be the best friend in the world. Someone through the valley dropped in dogs yesterday, took them all in. I'm a friend of every dog, a friend of every human. I've adopted 8 children. Whatever you bring me, I will be a friend to you. But a friend cannot raise the dead. I'll be a friend, but a friend cannot cause the cancers that came out like Sister Andrews right out of her throat here on the altar not so long ago. A friend cannot bring that out. A friend might want to, but a friend can't. But when you see, this apostolic ministry that is absolutely requisite for the perfection of the saints, apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, which are necessary for the perfecting of the saints. You can't be perfected through the reading of the word. You cannot be perfected by anything but by the hearing of the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And what does it do? It discerns the thoughts and knows the intents of the heart. And in every meeting for 20-some years, I have been discerning the thoughts of the mind and knowing the intents of the heart. Because the word is now made flesh and dwells amongst us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. I'm letting God have his way. And the more you see God in me and in one another, the more you're going to reproduce God in yourself. I don't mind what you call me. You can call me that old hillbilly if you want to, but I'll just be a hillbilly to you. Be a friendly hillbilly. Be a kind hillbilly, because I was born in the hills. Proud of it. I found nothing in the so-called sedated valleys and sophisticated valleys that make me ever sorry that I was born in the hills. I'm glad for the shanty background. I learned a lot of things. I met God, I'll tell you. I had to meet God. Some of you met God more quickly if you hadn't had so much ease. When I had to go to the bathroom, I had to walk half mile back there, and you'd feel the winds in many places. You'd feel the chill of the night air. And you better find God someplace or you wouldn't live. So I learned to find God in those places. When you had to go over the hill a mile to carry your water, you had a lot of time to think about God. You had a lot of time to consider all the power that's in the mind of the Christ. We got so much today. We're lazy. Push a button for this, and we're programmed from supper into the lounge, into the lounge to TV. That's why I never would have bought one. I never would buy a TV, because it programizes you. You're just built into a malfunctioning sedentary life where you don't use your muscles, and your muscles atrophy, and you don't use your mind even. They brainwash you even from the central station. I want this mind to be in me. Sunday morning, that woman in her desperation, I walked back and I said, Jim Jones is here. And I said, arise. I said, arise. And you saw her arise, because in my heart, I haven't filled it with a lot of foolishness of the world. I have let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, considered it not robbery to be equal with God Almighty. And you saw her in the crowd of thousands. You saw her come up and dance for 20 minutes. Women don't dance that way when their heart afflicted from childbirth. Dance and jump and dance and jump. Your ordinary doctors would say, don't let her do that. She had no pulse, no respirations. But she kept dancing because she'd met Christ. Once you have seen the embodiment of the oneness of God, once you know that Jesus is God and that he is reincarnatable, he said, these things shall you do and greater. That means what he was, you can be, and greater. Not just the same, not to just grovel around a throne and beg to some big daddy in the sky, but he said, these things shall you be and greater. once you have known the embodiment and incarnation of the divine word, don't you be satisfied for anything else but the word made flesh dwelling amongst you. That's the glory of oneness. Not that Jesus is God up in the throne, but that Jesus has become God and God dwelleth in us and he is mighty to save. That's the great mystery. It's been withheld from ages past, but now revealed to the children of men in these last days of time. That he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. His sons and daughters are going to prophesy. I am going to break many sons unto glory, saith God. The captain of our salvation was made perfect through the things he suffered. He was human of human, born in a manger, born when they said, Abraham is our father, but who is your father? Yes, he was born without a place to lay his head. The foxes had dens and the birds had nests, but he had no place to rest his head. Yet he said, I considered it not robbery to be equal with God Almighty. Some said he come down here already made. He said he learned obedience. That means he had to go. He was made perfect. That means he wasn't perfect. He had to be made conformable to the image, to the death of the cross. Jesus was flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. That's what makes God so marvelous. We have seen him in a lowly working carpenter. We have seen him in the work of the world. We have seen Jesus made flesh. Our God is made flesh and dwells amongst us. That's what makes it mighty and heavenly. That's what makes it salvation to be praised. These people out there in Trinitarianism, they see God out there as three personalities. He suffered, made perfect through sufferings. But the thing I'm so glad I heard him say, the captain of our salvation is bringing many sons unto glory. I'm glad I heard him say that he is the firstborn of many brethren. That there are many going to be like him. A multitude is going to come forth in the land just like Jesus. They're going to beat the swords and the plowshares and study war no more. I'm so glad that my God is not out there for me to fly to. He's not out in the heavens for me to ascend to. He's not in the deep for me to descend to. But the righteousness which is of faith saith he's in thine heart and in thy mouth, that God is in me. Glory to God. I'm glad I found my God, and he's principle. He's love. And love is exemplified in Acts of the Apostles in pure sharing. The pure socialism that would solve all problems of today, would stop communism, stop fascism. God is a principle, and his principle is reincarnatable, and that principle has transmitted this valley when they used to just beat on people because they were Okies or black or because they were Indian. Now, acres have been taken over, 40 acres of children home, 3 senior citizen home. The knowledge of God is covering the earth as the waters cover the sea. For God is love, and is just and powerful and mighty to save. It's good to know your God, to know him aright, to know he's not a God that's afar off, but he's a God that is at hand. Hallelujah. I don't know what I'd do if I worship that God that some people have. I have to have my God within me. If I didn't see the fruit of this handiwork, if I didn't see the dead raised, I couldn't live this day. If I didn't see the hungry fed and the poor have the gospel preached to them, if I didn't see the healed sick, the healing of the sick and the resurrections and restorations, well, I could not live. People stand out there gloomy-eyed, draggy-eyed, droopy-eyed, saying, by and by. By and by. I'm tired of by and by. Today is the day of salvation. Jesus has come. I'm glad in that Arkansas background and the Indian shanty that I took that mixture of the poorest among men being that what they said, a poor Southern Archie and a poor Indian, I, being amongst the poorest of men, along with Jesus, have decided that heaven can be established in the lives and the affairs of men. And as he said, being the poorest among men, I have made many rich. That's the key. Letting self be poured out, being crucified, being self-denied, and then God takes up tabernacles. That's the principle. That's why I love Jesus. My God, he is the hope. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the door. And if you open up the door, you get into the great powers of the universe. People want somebody to do something for them. Jesus never did something for people. He showed you how to do it for yourself. He said, what's within you? Thy faith has made you whole. He didn't direct it to him. He said, it's in you. That's the glory of Jesus. That's why I'm glad. I'd like to have on this place, Jesus is God. I'd like to have it all over. He's so wonderful. They say, do you love the name of Jesus? My God, do I love it? I loved it so much that I died and let him live in this body. No one loves the name of Jesus more than we love the name of Jesus in this assembly. It was Christ in me and not another. When 17 years ago, Dr. Earl Thomas said, I must die of cancer, and prepared my wife, surgical nursing supervisor, for death. It was Christ in me and not another. I said, there's within me the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And if I and Sister Pugh could attest our treasure, I said, I'm coming out. Because Christ didn't come to give me death. He came to give me life. And if I'd lost, I couldn't have been any worse off. I was skin and bones. I couldn't keep anything on my stomach. They had tubes down my nose. There wasn't anything for me to lose. I had everything to gain. I stood on my feet and I said, this is the body. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And for 17 years, I have been showing you that you also are the temple of the Holy Ghost. They want to keep you by false promises that Jesus is someplace in the sky. While the lying preachers are telling you that, they're swifting around in their Cadillacs and Continentals, living high on the hog, telling you to get ready to meet him. They don't look like they're getting ready to meet him. They don't look like they're getting ready to go anywhere but to drive down the road on those nice wheels. They look like they're going to stay a long time in their nice homes. But I come in used choir robes. I come in old work clothes under here. I got one pair of pants, but that pair of pants is all I need, because God is my armament. God is my shield. God is my salvation. God is my clothing. God is my covering. God is my deliverance. I tell you, what do I need with Cadillacs? What do I need with treasure houses of this earth? Because I've got a treasure that is hid. The world does not give and the world cannot take away. So glad to know God Almighty. So glad to recognize God Almighty. So glad that this body is God's and not another's. It is not Jim Jones, but Christ that liveth in me. Nevertheless, I've lived like I never have lived before. Yet the Christ that doth the work. It's beautiful to recognize Christ in one another, and I'm doing that in you. I'm seeing the Christ in you. You are a chosen people. Jews are not one that are one outwardly, but one that are ones inwardly. They're ones that are that with the circumcision and concession of the Spirit. And I see you as the chosen of Israel. And the chosen of Israel should not have to beg and seek help and habitations and housing. It should be the church of God, the Acts of the Apostles, the Ecclesia of Christ, duty to establish it on earth. And that we're going to do. We're causing these deserts to blossom as rose. We've caused 200 children in South America to eat that were starving. We reached India to 1,000 that were starving. And we're going to keep on. We have only just begun that which we shall do, because Christ is doing the work. My God Almighty, what you talking about? What you want to go back to those old ideas of worshiping God, and they don't even know where they're at. They betray themselves. As I said, if you saw a preacher saying, Jesus is coming soon, he'd tell you he's coming soon. And if he was wrapped up in my old robe here that got a hole in it and they've knitted it with different color thread, then you might believe him. So the man looks like he's getting ready. Got no clothes, because you can't fly away to heaven in clothes. You're going to be translated in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That's going to zip the clothes right off your back, honey. If you're going to get that quicker translation, you can't take your mink furs and stoles and your heavy jewelry along with you. And you're sure not going to get that translated Cadillac. They've been robbing you, child. Telling you that God someplace else other where he is. God is within, and don't let anybody take that away from you. Don't let anyone rob you of the fact that God is embodied, that God is in the world. He never was outside of the world, that the 100%, 100-fold ministry, the one I am personal degree of consciousness speaking in the person of Christ as Paul did, that's always been here. He said, lo, I am with you always. I will never leave you, nor forsake you, not even to the end of the world. God has always had a body. God always will have a body. God never was without one, and he never will be without one. Don't you go back to anything else. While they grovel around in muck and mire and can't pay anything but old church buildings they use 1 hour a day. This building for children to swim in, for women to get their arms straightened out, and men to get their bones straightened that have been paralyzed. Seats here for children to learn their lessons during the week. Take them up. It's a practical building. And because we build it, and I helped build it with my own hands, put my own hands on these nails and the insulation and the floor and everything else, we build it as simply as we could, like a tabernacle, so it could be used. It's so marvelously used. And because of it, now we have 11 buses that's going to take us. We're going to take the Christ of God's message up to Seattle. They don't like for us to take it. They've threatened us already before we come. But you know we're going to go no matter whether they threaten us or not. We're going to go. We'll be singing and praising God for where Jesus is. 'Tis heaven there. We'll take those 11 buses and travel on those highways. We're already there going down to Los Angeles to pick up members in our Los Angeles church. To carry up there, we're going to cause the kingdoms of this world. We're going to do it, or we're going to fall out trying, causing the kingdoms of this world to become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. We're tired of you people telling us heaven's someplace out there in the sky. The sky is everywhere and it's nowhere. You have to travel 186,000 miles a second to get out there to the closest star, and you can do that in 3 million light years. That's too long, honey. You talking about getting raptured. You say, well, it's a moment of a twinkling of an eye. I don't care how many twinkles. It still takes you 300 million light years of twinkles to get there. They always got you twinkling, too. Looking up, looking up. I said, look within. I look within. And I've called some of you to look within. And it's so beautiful. The last time I was here holding a meeting, and the man back there behind that pool was crippled, you remember? He straightened his arm and his leg. At the same moment, I sent some brothers and sisters up there, stirred up the gifts within them, and I told them who would be in Seattle, and I said, call out their name. I said, well, we don't know how to do that. I said, call them out. They've got growths. Get rid of them. They've got crippling conditions. Get rid of them. And while I was sitting here ministering, my people were in Seattle causing the cripples to walk and cancers to pass. Hey, God Almighty. See, the gifts and callings can be stirred up within the people and quickened. And after I quickened them from my own development of the marvelous Christ Spirit and transmit them, think what's going to happen when we get these things stirred up. When I get all you out in every community with the gifts of God and the marvelous supernatural power of God, then the acts of God's apostles, the socialistic ministry, sitting while preachers are trying to get people to build their cars and homes and air condition their bedrooms. Oh, the stuff I've seen. A shower like last week for the dear lady who's been an ex-preacher's wife, $2,000 plus $4,000, $5,000 in gifts. What's going to happen when you get this stirred up in you and we get this recreated, what I'm going to do? You don't know what I'm up to, but I know what I'm up to. I heard what you said, bringing many sons unto glory.
We're going to disperse this Christ and redistribute this Christ, and they're going to maybe think they're going to get Jim Jones, and then Jim Jones will pop up there and they'll knock him off there, and he'll be over there. God will be here, God will be there, and God will be everywhere. Don't you know what I've got working? You haven't. You don't think I'm sitting up here to receive any glory? I'm dead. I sit here because I taught school day and night. I've had to work day and night, not sleep. I have no throne. It's just a barber's chair. I'm sitting because you're sitting. If you can sit, I can sit. If I can work all night and help build buildings and carry out all the debris and clean up the showers and clean up the urinals, I got a right to sit just like you, because it's... But when my anniversary comes, you don't give me an anniversary. When my birthday comes, you don't give me any birthday, because I'm no more important than your dog hide. We're all one in God. There's nobody more important than another in God Almighty. Ah, when we get hold of this, so try to live what I am preaching and breathe what I am demonstrating and find that which I am transmitting. Come close to this which I have found in God and live it and look at it and breathe it. And if you look, you will live, and then you will reproduce this spirit, and you'll go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. And I'll tell you, we'll turn this world upside down. We'll stir up hell like it's never been stirred up. That's my desire. I did not come this far by faith to just end this race as being one manifested son. I am in a school of prophets. This thing is, as I said, as reincarnatable as the breath you breathe. It's just as reincarnatable as the smile of a child. And we want to learn God's ways, live him, and personify him. So why haven't you sent people out with the gifts before now? You've got to have the fruits of the Spirit. You've got to have so much love. You say, Pastor Jim, where did you get this marvelous gift? Where did I get this love from? If you get this love, God is love. The more of love you get, then you'll be able to go out on the road. When you get enough love, like you've seen me, to put my body, as I did one time, in front of someone that wanted to stab another, to a jealous lover who'd come for a woman before she'd been converted. She'd had a lover, and she came in this church and was converted. And he came for her because she got converted. And he came back there. And what did I do? I told you all to stand, and I put my body in front of him, and I dared him to put anything in my chest. He put that gun and he put that knife back in his pocket because he was afraid. When you get the spirit of the comforter. The comforter means the spirit of bravery. In the Hebrew, it means the comforter, the with fortis, com forte. With bravery. It's not comfort like a quilt. Some of you think the Holy Ghost is a quilt to put you to sleep. It's come forte, with strength, with power, with anointing. The Holy Ghost is the essence of truth, and it's a he. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. It's not an it, but it's a he. And when you get this, that's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on you to develop the Christ in you. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Follow holiness with all men. What did he say? Without which, no man shall see the Lord. Where do you have to follow holiness? With all men. You've got to find that holiness within and within others. Then you see God. This is the day when the promises of the ages are being fulfilled. You are they upon whom the end of the world has come. You're the cornerstone builders. Yes, my children, recognize the day you're living in. This is the day when blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall not only know God, not only feel God, but they shall see God. He said, when we see him, that's the marvelous, marvelous beauty of the reincarnatable principle of Jesus Christ. When you see him, you shall be like him. Now, you remember when Jesus appeared on the road to Martha and Mary? Get that truth. It may be overstated and trite to some, but it can never be lost, the meaning, the essence of it. When they were walking by the way, so deeply depressed over the loss of Jesus of Nazareth, the ones that had supped with him, dined with him, fed him, worked with him, did not know him, because someone
had reincarnated that same spirit, but the bodily appearance was different. You understand the mystery? One walked by the wayside, but it didn't look like the same Jesus. But it was the same Jesus. But they called him what? The gardener. That's the way with people today. They're so far from God, they call it everything. But it's the same Jesus. It may be one time in a black person. It may be another time in a man. It may be in a woman. Because there's neither male nor female, bond nor free, Greek nor Jew. God can move wherever he chooses, whenever he chooses, with whoever whom he chooses. That's the mystery of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Don't be like Mary and Martha and miss him. Because you've got a visual image of somebody with a long white robe and long silver tresses of the hair, a golden tresses. Don't miss him. Some people are hot. That's again a matter of thinking, my child, as you think in your heart. It's very warm up here. This is the warmest of all positions. But in me is Christ, and Christ is always the same. All may change, but Jesus never. But for some, they might bring the flow of the air just a moment, circulate the air, because they're worrying about heat, some of them, and they're feeling the pressure of it. Not there. Just flow it up there. Bring it up through the fan. Because when I see people fan, then it disturbs me for concern for people. You see, I have a concern for people.